In the name of the God of the entire humanity, whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is everlasting. Should the Muslims behave any differently from the non-Muslims? Should the Muslims not dress the way the non-Muslims are dressed? Should they not celebrate the way others are celebrating? There are so many different understandings that are prevailing amongst the Muslims, and there are many practicing devoted Muslims who present an understanding to fellow Muslims as well as non-Muslims that it is a part of the requirement of Islamic faith that when they become true Muslims, they should change themselves, their behavior, the way they live completely. And as a result, what we find is that the Muslims do not find themselves inclined to be a part of the normal course of life the way the other people are behaving. Birthdays are shunned, other ways of celebrating are condemned, dresses are changed, names are altered, and it seems as if a completely new world has emerged as far as a Muslim is concerned. How far is it a real requirement of Islamic faith, and how far has it been actually added by the later people who have understood Islam in their own peculiar, rigid manner? The truth of the matter is that if you investigate the reasons and rationale which such people present for the Muslims to completely change and transform, not just in the sense of their attitude towards life, but also in the manner they live in the day-to-day matters, in the day-to-day aspects of their material daily life, practical life. The reason that is normally presented is that Islam is a complete code of life, and that the Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, is reported to have said that we should do what the Jews and the Christians do not do. Khaliful Yahud wa Nasara. Do differently from what the Jews are doing and what the Christians are doing. And because this statement of the Prophet is taken as if it is applicable universally for all Christians and all Jews, the end result is that the manner that the Muslims then start behaving is that they do things in a completely new, completely different way. And even while living as a community within other people who belong to other faiths, the end result is that the Muslims appear very different, prominent, and to many people, strange. Is it true that the Prophet of Islam, may Allah's mercy be on him, required the believers to start behaving differently? The fact of the matter is that the message of Islam is a universal message. It is meant for the entire humanity. It appeals to all peoples of all different backgrounds, societies, religions, cultural backgrounds. And therefore, to expect people to completely transform in the way they are dressed, in the way they celebrate, is something which Islam could not have required. Then why is it that such statements are attributed to the Prophet of Islam? Well, the answer is that what has unfortunately not been appreciated by many Muslims is the fact that Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's mercy be on him, brought the message of God, and along with that message, he also came with a mission that he was to discharge himself during his lifetime. That mission was that he came as a messenger of God, and like all other earlier messengers, he was expected to ensure that the message that he had brought should prevail and should ensure that the message dominates over all other ideologies that were existing during his lifetime in the Arabian Peninsula, the location where he was sent. And therefore, at a certain point in time, when that important change and revolution was about to take place, the Prophet started mentioning to his companions that, look here, now the Almighty's displeasure and wrath is about to fall upon the people who are denying and rejecting the message that I have brought forth. So that do not be a part of those people. You separate yourself from them, because very soon you would find that they are going to be isolated by the Almighty and they will be punished. Incidentally, the people who were the target of the displeasure of the Almighty, some of them were the Jews, and some of them were the Christians, and some of them indeed were the local pagan polytheists. But the statements that the Prophet is reported to have mentioned, mentioned prominently the Jews and the Christians. But those statements only actually mean the Jews and the Christians who were present at the time when the Prophet was there and they denied him, and therefore they were eligible to be visited by the Almighty's punishment. It has got nothing to do with any of the other peoples. Most certainly, the Muslims are expected to behave in a manner that they do not violate any of the rules of the Sharia. They do not go against any principles of morality. They have to live within the expectations of morality and the dictates of the Sharia, but they have to live a normal life. They have to deliver the message of God. They have to tell people and convince them through their behavior that the message that they have brought is from God, and therefore it is something which is understandable and acceptable for all humans. May God Almighty enable us to understand the true message of Islam properly, and may He enable us to deliver it to all others.